Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good morning, Brady Bowman with you, in for Kathy Dawes on this Friday, October morning. Got a full house, and we'll have a lot of guests this morning. We'll have Flint Hills Volunteer Center, Lori Bishop from there will be with us. Janet Nichols from Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, she's military liaison. Chuck Tanhill with Flint Hills Veteran Coalition, he's the parade entry coordinator. That's what we'll start out with. Matt Droege with Gary County USD 475 will join us around 9:15. A little after 9:30, we'll have Riley County Police Captain Tim Hagerty and Manhattan City Commissioner Karen McCullough on Drug Takeback Day. We'll close things out this morning with a recorded interview with U.S. Congressman Roger Marshall. But right now, we're going to talk about the Veterans Day Parade, and it's whoever kind of wants to start, it's coming right up. It always kind of sneaks up on you.
It sure does. It's coming up on Friday, November 10th, so it's just a couple of weeks away. We are still taking entries, and Chuck will talk about entries in a minute. The parade starts at 9:30 in the morning. It starts at Manhattan Town Center. It goes up points to City Hall. So I like to say it's from the mall to City Hall. And we are the biggest parade in the state. We're really proud of that.
That was Janet Nichols with the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. Also, if anybody has any questions, give us a call, 785-537-1350. And Lori, I'm sure the Flint Hills Volunteer Center, it's busy event for you guys.
Yes, and we're very proud to be a part of this great event, a historic event for us this year, the 25th anniversary of the parade and the 100th anniversary of the 1st Infantry Division at Fort Riley. So we're excited to be a part of that. Our job with the Flint Hills Volunteer Center is we sponsor a poster and essay contest for area-wide students. We have a poster contest for students in grades kindergarten through 6th grade, an essay contest for middle school students in 7th and 8th grades, and a high school essay contest for students in 9th to 12th grade. Now, what I want to point out is we've sent all the information to the schools, but I want to highlight the fact that this doesn't need to be done in school. This is open to anyone. So take an evening with your children, have them work on a poster and enter it. There are cash prizes, so it's worth putting an entry in the parade. All of our forms, our entry forms and information are on our website, or the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition website at www.veteran.
Just search for flinthills.org and you'll find the entry form on there.
You just heard Chuck Tanhill with Flint Hills Veterans Coalition Parade. He's the entry coordinator. And Chuck, how are the entries looking this year?
We've got another huge parade coming up. We've got about 2,000 people already entered. And one of the most important things about this parade is that we want to have children participate. It's very important for children to be a part of this. And that's one of the questions we get is since Veterans Day is November 11th, we're holding it on November 10th in order to make sure that we give children an opportunity to participate in the parade. We've got a number of new entries this year. One of them is the Kansas State Marching Band. So we're going to have five bands participating in it. We've got the Pershing Rifles from K-State that are that drill team, and they're going to be participating on it. And again, the forms are available on our website. You can download the form and fill it out on the computer and email it back, or you can use the old-fashioned way and snail mail it.
Snail mail. It's still out there. You can still do that. November 10th, when the parade is, that's going to be on a Friday, mm-hmm. Veterans Day on that Saturday. And, Lori, I kind of want to go back to that essay you were talking about. You said it's open to any ages on the essay?
The essay is 7th and 8th grade, so there's a middle school component. That's $100 cash prize to the first place winner. And then high school grades 9 to 12, and there's a $100 cash value for the winner of that one. So $100 for a middle school and a high school entry. And then there's breakdown of prizes for our poster contest.
And is that essay going to be posted somewhere or read?
Yes, actually. the winner of the high school entry and the winner of the middle school entry are invited to come to the indoor ceremony, which immediately follows the parade, and they will read their entry. All winners will be invited to come to the indoor ceremony directly after the parade, where they will receive their prizes in front of our delegation of representatives that are there.
It's such a cool thing. Writing an essay, it's a very good skill
to be able
to express your thoughts in a very professional written way, and will really help you in your college education
well. And it's really hard, I'll be honest. I've watched the volunteers read these, and it's been amazing. We have our youth volunteer corps youth, and they're going to judge the K-3, and then we'll have our RSVP volunteers judge the 4-6, and then our veterans will judge the essays. And they've got the hardest job, I think. So.
Brady Bowman with you. We're talking to Veterans Day Parade and preparations with that here with Lori Bishop with the Flint Hills Volunteer Center, Janet Nichols with the Chamber of Commerce, and Chuck Tannehill, Flint Hills Veterans Coalition Parade Entry Coordinator. And Janet, you were wanting to get something in.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that the indoor ceremony is directly after the parade in City Hall at Peace Memorial Auditorium. And so that's where we have our little ceremony. We do have a guest speaker there. It is retired General Carter Hamm. He's a former commander of the 1st Infantry Division, and he's also the current president of the Association of the United States Army. So we're really excited to have Carter Hamm as our speaker. And we'll get the announcement on all of the winners of our poster and essay contest. Also, there's a short musical presentation from school children. And later in the afternoon, I was asked by the Friends of Peace Memorial Auditorium to tell that they are going to unveil, I think, a World War II portion of the wall. It's going to be dedicated that afternoon at 1:30 in the afternoon at Peace Memorial Auditorium. So, but I just, that is, and it's not really a very long ceremony. It's about an hour.
An hour, yeah.
And it's really neat. It's an extra little thing you can do. Anybody can go in there and see it, and we're really excited.
And this year seems almost a little extra special. I think, Lori, you said it was the 25th anniversary of the parade.
Yes.
Here in Manhattan, and 100th anniversary of the Big Red One. So kind of a lot of things going on at once this year.
Yes.
Oh, there's been a whole lot of things going on over on Fort Riley with the 100th anniversary of the first ID. And, you know, it's really exciting to be a part of that and help 1st Infantry Division in Fort Riley celebrate that. They're, of course, participating in the parade. They'll be leading it off.
With the parade getting so large, too, one of the things we've had to do or trying to do is adjust the times that the entries show up. Children, we want to, you know, when they're holding an instrument for a long time or trying to get assembled, they tend to wander and different things. So we're trying for the first time this year to stage the way that people come in. So we allow bands and different things like that not to have to spend as much time standing.
I remember I was in marching band for quite a while in high school. Didn't do it my senior year. Got into journalism because of schedule conflicts on when band was and when the newspaper class was. But, yeah, marching band, having to wait in those parades sometimes. Because really the big thing you got to worry about is staying in tune because your instrument can get out of tune. Sometimes you're outside. Temperatures are changing if you put instrument together inside, you go outside. So, yeah, very important.
I'm very familiar with that, as Dave Lewis could tell you.
But, you know, if no one has attended the parade as a spectator, they really need to this year. It is just phenomenal to see how excited all these kids are to march in that parade and to carry their flag and wave their flag. And they get a special commemorative dog tag. Every child marching, every student marching in the parade gets a commemorative dog tag, and those are really cool too. And it's just neat. In the schools, their active duty parents march with them with their school, and it's just a sight to see.
That's something that's very reaffirming to see, you know, a child march with their parent in uniform.
Yes.
And have people recognize that what they're doing is important, and particularly for those children who have family members deployed.
Mm-hmm.
They realize that why their father or mother is away is because they're doing something important for this country.
And Chuck, I don't know if you might mention it, I just missed it, but did you have a number on those entries for this year?
Right now we have approximately 67 different entries, but we have about 2,000 people participating. So we're still waiting, and we're getting more entries. I'm trying to enter them into our databases as quickly as I can, and also get the entries posted up on our website and onto Facebook to let people know that they have been accepted and who actually is going to be participating in the parade.
Are you accepting any new entries at
we
all?
We are accepting them, and actually we try and avoid this. But people that show up, and we've had it every year, that didn't actually enter, if they show up, we will have them complete an entry form and then be able to participate. We couldn't do this without K-State ROTC support. And the ROTC students have done an excellent job on helping manage the thing. It's not only the Army. This year, we're also having, for the first time, the Air Force ROTC cadets participate and assist with us.
All right. Anything else, guys? We've got some. Got Matt Droege probably waiting out there, ready to come on. But anything else you want to get to?
The American Legion is putting on a breakfast. It's okay. Free to veterans. It's at 7:30 in the morning at the American Legion Hall. And I think it's $5 for non-veterans. So, and it's they've been doing that for years. It's a really great addition to our day. So. So, and I think you can contact the American Legion for that. We, the Flint Hill Veterans Coalition, sells ticket the $5 tickets as well. And we're just really, really excited. We really appreciate you giving us time to promote this event. It is such a great event. And I personally walked in the event with my husband and my kids when they were at Woodrow Wilson Elementary. I have really treasured memories of walking down and singing with the school kids. And I had never seen anything like it. It's an amazing, amazing parade. And we're really excited for this year.
And Brady, I might mention, if anyone has any questions about the poster and essay contest, to please give me a call at 785-776-7787, and I'd be happy to share the forms. But they are on the
FlintHillsVeterans.org
website.
We also have a Facebook page. Flint Hills Veterans has a Facebook page as well, and you can message us with questions there as well. Chuck and I pretty check that out almost, I think, more than once daily between the two of us. So,
very, very good. Appreciate all you guys do. Appreciate you guys coming on. Lori Bishop, Janet Nichols, and Chuck Tannehill. Veterans Day Parade coming up November 10th, and it's done right here in Manhattan. When we come back, we'll talk with Matthew Droege of USD 475 right here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and Restaurant, offering 27 holes of championship